One of the things you write about that was alarming to me is that how many of them are going to fold that quickly? I thought that the horizon was more like 80 to 100 years, but some of these will happen in our lifetime.
That is probably the thing that I wish more people understood about this whole thing is these huge buildings that were built for 500 people or 1,000 people, who is going to take care of them when there's literally no one left in the pews? And we're going to have a real crisis on our hands. I mean, even at a local government level, what to do with all these physical structures that these denominations literally walked away from?
A big part of the story of America's changing religious landscape involves a group known as the nuns. That's not to be confused with religious nuns or sisters. This is nuns spelled N-O-N-E-S, as in people with no religious affiliation. They're now the second largest cohort in the U.S. after Christians, and their numbers are growing. I asked Burge, who exactly are the nuns and where are they coming from?
The answer is everywhere. Every age group, every educational level, and every region, there's no part of America that's not been touched by the rise of the nuns. And in the 1970s, about one-third of kids who were raised non-religious were still non-religious as adults. And today, about 70% of children who were raised in a non-religious household are still non-religious as adults. So that identity has become stickier. And we're seeing a lot more second-generation nuns, something we've never really seen a whole lot of in polling.
You've been studying religious demographics for a very long time. You have served as a pastor. So why are people leaving, and are they ever really coming back?
A lot of people sort of casually de-church. You know, they don't have – we want to believe they had this like moment where the pastor says something about gay people and then they leave, or they had a blow up over some moral issue or political issue and they walk out the doors. The reality is that number one reason that people stop going to church is because they moved. It's a lot of logistical things. They moved, they got married, they had kids, they changed jobs.